It has some of the lowest immunisation rates in the South Island, but the West Coast is now only 1,500 shots shy of achieving 90% fully vaccinated against COVID-19. In mid-October, just over 50% of coasters were fully vaccinated, but four-wheel drive mobile clinics rolled out across the region 2 months ago have helped to rapidly boost rates. Samantha G reports.
More than 60 people rolled up their sleeves to get a COVID-19 vaccination at the Arahura Marae near Hokitika this week. It's one of many community outreach clinics on the West Coast being led by health provider Potini Waiora. Before the mobile clinics were established in early October, 46% of Māori on the West Coast were fully vaccinated, but as of mid-December, that figure had grown to almost 75%. The health organisation is owned by Ngāi Tahu, and kaiwhakahaere Lisa Tumahai is thrilled with what the team has achieved in a short time frame.
There's a lot of whānau that are anxious, but once our team sits and talks with them, we have been able to encourage people, once they're well informed, to be vaccinated. There are still a hard group who are likely not to be vaccinated, but we'll still look at how we can ensure those people understand how to care for themselves living with COVID in the community.
West Coast Māori in the 20 to 49 age bracket had been slowest to take up the vaccine, with around 65% fully vaccinated. Lisa Tumahai says many did not have confidence in the health system, and some were grappling with misinformation.
We've got to work hard in partnership with iwi, with Māori, with Pacifica and our ethnic minority communities so that we can build that trust and confidence of the community in the systems that we're preparing to stand up and be there for families as we prepare and then do live with COVID in our community, because it will come.
There are certain towns on the coast where vaccination rates remain low, and one of those is Reefton. It falls within Anangahua, where just over 80% of people are fully vaccinated. West Coast COVID-19 Vaccination Program Outreach Team Leader Sophie Carey says it's regularly holding pop-up clinics in areas with slow uptake.
The coverage in Reefton has been a bit lower than other parts of the West Coast, and yeah, some of that might be less motivation or people less willing to come into town to visit a static clinic. So what we've done is tried to have a presence in Reefton over the last little while, particularly the last couple of months, that's a bit more frequent than what we were doing earlier in the year.
Sophie Carey says it gives people time and the opportunity to ask questions.
Some people don't want to come in and get vaccinated immediately. Some people just want to come forward and talk about the vaccine and their own health and what that means for them as an individual. And certainly in places like Karamea, that's definitely been a theme, and I've spent lots of time talking with people as individuals about the decision to get vaccinated and what that means for them.
Buller's Mayor Jamie Klein expects there will be some apprehension when COVID finally does arrive in the town, but says the coast's vaccination rates are a darn sight better than what they were 3 weeks ago.
I think we're definitely at the stage the people that aren't done are those who are choosing for whatever reason not to. There's certainly been plenty of opportunity and a lot of effort gone into to meeting the needs of people who want to be vaccinated one way or another, so right down to sort of individual households.
So far, more than 90% of West Coasters have had at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.